This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest for today's program is Dr. Brock Womble. Dr. Womble is the superintendent of Mitchell County Schools, and he joins us on a monthly basis to tell us what's going on in the school system, and he brings with him a special guest. Welcome, Dr. Womble.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to be here today. Glad to be here. Today, my special guest is Mr. Jack Brooks, principal of Harris Middle School. Mr. Brooks, if you would, please tell the listeners a little bit more about what good things are happening at Harris Middle School at this time.
Thank you, Dr. Womble. The Harris Middle School's had a great past year. We showed a tremendous amount of growth last year in regards to our ABCs. As a lot of folks know, ABCs has to do with both the end of grade testing that takes place in each of the math and language arts classes at grades 6, 7, and 8, and also a good number of other measures in regards to attendance, disciplinary matters, the number of teachers that are nationally board certified, that are fully certified. So a lot of things are going on there. But in regards to our test scores last year, we had a great year. Across the board, we averaged almost a 20% gain in both subject areas and all three grade levels. So we had a fantastic year because most people anticipate growth of 2 to 3%. And we had one year where we had a tremendous amount of focus and wanted to make sure that we were making the growth that we felt like Harris Middle School could make. The downside of that for this year is that when you show that kind of growth at one time, it makes it tough to make a repeat performance. So we've had to take a really special look at how we do what we do and have come up with some measures that are part of our school improvement plan this year that I think will be very beneficial in the long run. One of those, and I appreciate the central office being able to share in this, is we've asked for a mid-year evaluation. And what we mean by that is we've asked central office personnel to come to the school, and rather than waiting till, you know, the end of the year when we have all our test grades in to determine whether or not our school improvement plan was successful, the idea there is for us to be able to identify specific needs both among the students and in regards to the teachers. And rather than waiting till the end of the year to make a change, we're making those changes throughout the year. If you compare this to a football game, waiting till the end of the season to tell his players what to do. And we can't afford to do that. We're coaching throughout the game, throughout the season. It's a really good setup. I'm excited about the things we're doing right now with that.
We're getting ready to start some drug testing for the students this spring. Would you kind of give an update to our listeners?
We're in the process of extending the drug testing that we've been doing at the high school for the past 5 years, moving that into the realm of middle school. One of the things we found out in exit surveys with students at the high school is a lot of the drug use that actually takes place begins much earlier than a lot of people would like to believe. As a matter of fact, the average age of most people beginning to smoke a cigarette or to use some very readily available drugs in the community is often at age 11 or 12. And we're beginning this spring with our spring sports schedule. It is a random drug testing policy that's very similar to the high school. We will work with athletes first. Ultimately, want to look at other extracurricular activities, but we're beginning with our spring athletes. And we have an outside agency that's been contracted. In a nutshell, the company that we have selected will have a list of all the athletes in the middle school programs throughout the county. Their job is to randomly select, use a random number generator to select students from that list for testing. And once they've done that, the chain of custody for the samples that they've collected for testing will remain with them. And if there's a positive outcome in that, it comes back to the schools. There are no legal implications in regards to charges or anything of that nature, but there are some implications in regards to participation in sports and extracurricular activities. Also, it gives us an opportunity to work with parents then to begin a rehabilitation program if the counselors that work with the individual student might find that that's necessary.
Many of the listeners have asked about our calendar for this year. We've obviously missed a lot of days, and we appreciate everybody being so patient and working with the school system. We feel very fortunate to have such a very supportive community when we have to make these tough decisions. At our Monday, March 15th board education meeting, our board officially approved utilizing the 8th and 9th of April, which was to be our spring break days, to go to school on the 8th and 9th of April. That's Thursday, April 8th, and Friday, April 9th. Our last day at this time will be June 7th, Monday, June 7th. thank you, everyone, for your support during this time and helping us with getting students to school safely.
And our thanks to Dr. Brock Womble, superintendent of Mitchell County Schools, and Jack Brooks, the principal at Harris Middle School. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.